chapters.
在我们开始听到之前，还有一个补充的报告。
Before our message, there's another announcement.
在今天下午1点半,
today at 1:30,
就在这里,
right here in the sanctuary,
有一个招待训练,
we have an usher training workshop.
是由我来的带领,
it will be led by Reverend Lin.
希望大家是如果你已经现在在担任招待的,
if you're involved in the usher ministry,
欢迎你来参加,
we invite you to come.
然后如果你对招待事工有负担,
if you're interested in usher ministry,
也希望你来参加,
we also want to invite you to come.
我有一个理想,
Reverend Lin has a desire,
希望他的那个每一个来到教会敬拜的弟兄姐妹,
that every brother and sister who comes in to worship,
来到教会, 总能够有几个人跟他握过手, 打过招呼,
there will be a few people specific to greet them and to hold their hand.
我也会按部就班的, 希望我们的执事们 将来也可以站在门口跟大家打招呼。
We also would like the deacons to be available to greet everyone.
就好像我以前在国语精兴会所安排的那样。
Just like Reverend Lin, how he did it in Mandarin Baptist Church before.
所以希望大家来参加。
We invite everyone to come join us.
我今天下午讲的那个 PowerPoint 是用英文的。
This afternoon, the PowerPoint is actually in English.
但是我是用中文来讲。
But he will be speaking in Mandarin.
然后下次我再会是用英文为所有讲英语的弟兄姐妹们招待们再办一次。
There will be a second workshop for the English congregation.
也请你在祷告中纪念。
We ask you to remember this in your prayer.
按照我们今天所继续的思想,
today we'll continue our discussion.
是圣经伦理的原则之二。
The second principle of biblical ethics.
我们上一次想到的,
last time,
我们是提到的圣经里面的是伦理原则之一,
we talked about the first principle of biblical ethics,
就是含的生命的尊严,
and the dignity of life.
然后我们今天所看的,
and today,
是一夫一妻的家庭,
we'll talk about monogamous family.
我们今天所着重的经文是在创世纪第二章18到24节。
Today, the passage we'll look at is in Genesis chapter 2, 18 to 24.
让我们打开上帝的话一起来看。
Let's open our Bible and take a look at it.
请我们可以的话，那个一起的用心里默默的读出。
Let's read it together in silence.
这样子，我就请James用英文念一次英文的，因为中文的已经打出来了。Okay,
we'll read it once in English. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever name, the man called each living creature, that was his name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. He shall be called woman, for he was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. Let's pray.
全能慈悲的天父,
our almighty and merciful Father,
在你的话语面前我们敬拜,
we worship you in your words.
我们知道你自己告诉我们,
you have told us
你造男造女, 造夫妻关系的心意,
about your heart of creating men and women and husband and wife.
求主你就施恩给我们,
may you give us your blessing.
当我们在生活中不能繁荣反映你的荣耀和计划的时候,
when our lives is not a true reflection of your glory,
求你赦免,
we ask to forgive us.
当我们是有需要而软弱的时候,
in our weakness, in our knees,
求主你帮助我们,
we ask for your help.
用你的恩典来到扶持我们,
use your grace to support us.
用你自己的手来到保护我们。
Use your hand to protect us.
以致我们能够活得讨你的喜悦。
So we can live a life that is pleasing to you.
荣耀你的名。
To glory you.
更在我们有限的人生当中。
In our limited life.
才能够活出主你自己的旨意。
To live out your will.
我们这样恭敬的祷告。
We pray.
奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
在几百年前，在英国有一本很出名的著作。
A few hundred years ago in England, there was a very famous book.
那是有一位叫做吉鹏 Edward Gibbon 的人写的。
It's written by a man called Edward Gibbon.
而那本书是叫做《罗马帝国兴亡史》。
It's called The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire.
然后在它里面，它总结了罗马帝国经历千年之后。由盛而衰的几个原因。
In that book, he concluded a few contributing factors that to the decline of the Roman Empire.
基本上，他综合了有五个原因。
He gave five different reasons.
其中一个最第一个原因就是在罗马帝国的后期有许多的家庭破裂。
The first reason he gave was the rapid increase of divorces toward the end of Roman Empire.
使到那个家庭的神圣跟庄严是受到影响。
He undermined the dignity and the sanctity of family.
也使到是人类的社会结构是产生了瓦解。
And destroyed the basic foundation of human society.
其他的四个原因呢
？How about the other four reasons?
就是税一直的加高。
Talk about higher taxes.
政府花钱的那个越来越多。
Government spending has increased.
然后并且是盲目的追求享乐。
Talk about the mad craze for pleasure.
并且还有是不断的扩军。
And military expedition.
但其实最大的危机是内部的。
And one of the main great danger was internal.
最后是信仰的是瓦解。
Lastly, it's the decay of the religious faith.
信仰不再有能力去指导社会。
Religion had no power to oversee the society.
只是随波逐流。
And just to follow the culture of the day.
从这几点里面，我们看见。
From these few points, we can see.
圣经的伦理是十分的重要。
It's important to study biblical ethics.
故此，从前是有一句话说。
Someone said.
推动摇篮的手。
The hand that rocked the cradle.
也是。推动帝国的将来。
It also handles the future of the empire.
当然这句话是19世纪英国有人说的。
This was said by someone in 19th century in England.
当时是英国是大不列颠帝国，所以是有讲到帝国。
At that time, it's talking about the British Empire.
但是基本上就是家庭对社会的将来是有极重要的影响。
Basically, saying about the importance of family for the country.
为什么家庭制度这么重要呢
？Why is the family institution so important?
这就回到我们今天所看的圣经《创世纪》第二章十八到二十四节。
Comes back to the passage we read in Genesis chapter 2:18-24.
因为这里告诉我们上帝造人的原意。
You talk about the original intention of God in creating man.
并且这也是耶稣基督的思维的方法。
This is also the thinking of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在马太福音十九章三到六节那里。
In Matthew 19:3-6.
当法利赛人跟耶稣谈论到休妻的问题。
When the Pharisee was talking about divorce with Jesus.
因为在申命记二十四章一节有休妻要给休书的规定。
Because in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 24 talk about divorce.
然后耶稣就以创世纪二章二十四节来回答。
And Jesus' answer was Genesis chapter 2, verse 24.
回答上帝缔造婚姻的原意。
We talk about the original intention of God for creating family.
圣经的婚姻观。
What is the biblical perspective on marriage?
可以用六个一字在中文里面来到是笼统的来到讲。
We can summarize it with six words, starting with E.
当然我知道在英文里面很难翻译。
Sorry, it's starting with one. It's difficult to translate into English.
基本上是一男一女。
About one man, one woman.
一夫一妻。
One husband, one wife.
一生一世。
One life, one generation.
我们先来看一看一男一女。
We talk about one man and one woman.
本来这是再自然不过的事情。
This is very natural.
但是很讽刺的，在二十一世纪的美国。
However, in the 21st century in America,
我们需要提出立法来维持这个维护这一夫一妻的制度。
We actually need to have a law to protect this marriage definition.
甚至还需要全州民来投票来到决定。
And to have the whole state's citizens to vote to decide.
对不起，我要这么样子指出。
I'm sorry, I have to point this out.
人生理的构造。
Our anatomical structure.
表明婚姻生活两性的生活。
Reflected the importance of a marriage life.
就是男女相配。
The man and the woman.
罗马书一章二十六、二十七节。
In the book of Romans, chapter 1:26-27.
叫这个做顺性的用处。
And talk about this is a natural.
用身体其他器官来完成性行为。
Use other equipments to in sex.
就是道行意思。
It's unnatural.
而罗马书一章二十六、二十七节叫这做异性的用处。
In Romans chapter 1:26-27, specifically that this is a natural.
是与上帝造人生理的原意相悖的。
Is not in accordance with God's original intention of creation.
也没有应得的结果。
There is no blessed consequence.
当然，敬畏上帝的人。
Those who have reverence for the Lord.
认为这种人身体生理的构造。
To look at a human's anatomical structure,
是反映了上帝要一男一女相配的原意。
It's already reflected the original intention of God for one man and one woman.
但是不信上帝的人，
but for those who do not believe in God,
会争议说这只是生物造化的偶然结果。
Will argue that this is a result of evolution.
并没有明确的设计意图。
There's no clear plan.
可是当我们是纵观一切的生物。
But for us to look at all the living creatures,
除了低等的生物，如同亚米巴菌，
except a lower life form like amoeba,
可以自己分裂而繁殖，
you could self-divide to prosper,
或者蚯蚓自己身上具有两性的器官，
or a worm that has structure for both men and both male and female.
一般的哺乳的动物。
All the mammals, for example,
基本上都是男女相配而繁殖的。
We can see that we are created through a man and a woman together.
带出了男女相配的另一个强烈的佐证。
And it's a strong evidence for argument of one male and one female.
男女相配才能够产生下一代。
Through men and women, and can create a next generation.
繁衍种族。
To continue the species.
世界上每一样的生物，
every single living creature,
都不可逃避的有生老病死的限制。
We all have birth, growth, and also continue and died.
要使种族可以繁衍下去，
for the species to be able to continue,
每一个生物都有繁衍下代的方法。
Every creature has a special method to continue.
创世纪一章二十八节特别提到
，In Genesis chapter 1:28 specifics mention，
上帝照着自己的形象造男造女之后
，That God created man and woman in His own image，
上帝就赐福他们
，God blessed them，
对他们说
，And said to them，
要生养众多，遍满全地，治理这地
，Be fruitful and increase in number， fill the earth and subdue it，
不繁衍就会绝种。
If you don't continue to be fruitful and multiply, then you may become distinct.
但只有在男女的关系之中，才能够产生下一代的可能。
But through the relationship of men and women, you can continue to have the next generation.
同性的关系，无论多么被美化的亲密美好。
Relationship of the same sex, regardless how you view it in the romantic lenses.
但是却没有繁衍后代的可能。
It's impossible to generate the next generation.
男与男是生不出孩子来的。
Man and man cannot have children.
女与女也是如此。
Same thing as woman and woman.
今天美国的同性恋者常常要争取领养子女的权利。
Today in America, some of the homosexuals are fighting for the right to adopt children.
但无论怎样，
but regardless,
这孩子还是别人生的。
These children
不是自己生的。
They did not give birth to it.
请留意，我并不是对领养有偏见。
I do not have any bias against adoption.
我有认识好几对好朋友夫妇，他们生不出孩子，他们很有爱心去领养孩子了。
Reverend Lin had known many loving couples that adopted children.
有些是弃婴。
Some were abandoned.
甚至有些是有残缺的婴孩。
Some were disabled.
他们视如己出。
They looked at, they adopted children at their own.
实在是很伟大的情操。
It's indeed a very great thing to do.
我是只是从生物繁衍后代的角度来指出。
But from the perspective of living creature, to be able to multiply.
强调上帝创造婚姻，天造地设是一男一女。
To emphasize the point that how God had created man and woman.
上帝造男造人类的时候。
When God created man,
就将男女的结合安排在人的生理当中。
Has already arranged the relationship in the structure.
这是没有争论余地的。
There's nothing to argue about.
因为只有男女的结合
through the relationship of man and woman,
才能产生下一代。
You can create the next generation.
繁衍种族，生生不息。
To be fruitful and multiply.
第二，这段经文提醒我们。
And the second thing that from this passage,
上帝造人那是一夫一妻。
That God created one husband and one wife.
面对繁衍后代的需要。
Because of the need of to multiply.
人类在历史中是曾经走向另一个极端。
In human history, we have seen a different extreme.
既然在原始社会里面。
In some of the more primitive society we have seen,
男性出去打猎、出去打仗会伤亡。
Men will go out to hunt and they may get hurt.
为了多生后代。
In order to have more descendants.
求子心切。
To have more kids quickly.
人就尝试一夫多妻制。
They have tried one husband with many wives.
甚至在圣经里面。
Even in the Bible.
我们都见过这种方法。
We have seen this.
虽然不是上帝的原意
，Even though this is not the original intention of God，
但因为是事实
，But because it was a fact，
所以都载在史册里面
，And it's recorded as such。
而既然不是上帝的原意
，And but this was not the original intention of God，
往往就再来灾难性的后果
，And we can see it create many different disastrous consequences。
最出名的又在影响着我们今天是世界的
，And the most famous example that affects us today still。
就是亚伯拉罕娶了两个妻子的反后代之争。
Example of Abraham with two wives and their descendants continue to fight until today.
也就是今天影响我们的中东战争。
Affects today's peace in the Middle East.
创世纪十五章里面。
In Genesis chapter 15.
亚伯拉罕因为没有子嗣而备受困扰。
Abraham did not have any sons and he was bothered by it.
上帝应许说，只有他生所生的才能够成为他的后嗣。
And God had promised him that he will have a descendant.
十年之后，亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉等不及了。
10 years later, his wife Sarah, did not have any patience.
也是啊，那他在上帝走在上帝的面前，出了一个主意。
So, she had an idea that actually went ahead of God's intention.
他将自己的婢女夏甲给了亚伯拉罕做妾。
He gave his servant Hagar to Abraham.
生了以实玛利。
And therefore, she was pregnant with Ishmael.
如果你仔细看圣经的话
，If you look at the Bible carefully,
耶和华自从以实玛利生了之后，十三年不跟亚伯拉罕显现讲话。
After Ishmael's birth, for 13 years, God did not appear to Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕可能觉得有子万事足。
Abraham may be satisfied with a son.
但是神的角度里面，那十三年是白白过的。
But from God's perspective, those 13 years are wasted.
所以以实玛利成了今天的是亚拉伯人的祖先。
Now Ishmael became the ancestor of the current Arabs.
在几年前，我在报纸上看到有一段很有意思的小记载。
A few years ago, I read a very interesting story from the newspaper.
当然，这些事情不会大肆宣扬。
Of course, these kind of things are not widely reported.
就是说，有人做了那个 DNA 的研究。
Someone did a DNA study.
那他们说犹太人跟亚拉伯人其实有相同的族群。
They said that the Jews and the Arabs actually have the same ancestor.
我们中间今天的我们看见的今天的中东之争。
We can see the fighting in the Middle East today.
其实本来就是亚伯拉罕家里的手足之争。
It came from the family discord within Abraham's family.
美国呢
？How about in America?
因为贪人家家里的石油。
Because we want their oil.
所以加在中间做卤重点。
So, somehow get entangled into this.
左右不是人。
And it's really hard to deal with either side.
圣经中有明确的教导，说一夫一妻吗？一书一妻制吗？
Is there a very clear teaching in the Bible talking about one husband and one wife?
在马拉基书二章十五节有一句话。
In Malachi chapter 2 verses 15,
上帝说，
God says,
虽然上帝有灵的余力能造多人，让我先把它读完。他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿人的虔诚的后裔。所以当谨守你们的心。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15. Has not the Lord made them one? In flesh and spirit they are his. And why one? Because he was seeking godly offspring. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith with the wife of your youth.
所以这里所讲的是上帝做一个亚当。
Here said God created Adam.
又从一个亚当之中造了一个夏娃。
And from Adam created Eve.
上帝可以造几个亚当，造一个夏娃。
God can create many Adam and one Eve.
上帝也可以造一个亚当，造很多夏娃。
Or one Adam and many Eve.
但是上帝只造一个亚当，一个夏娃。
But God only created one Adam and one Eve.
因为一夫一妻是上帝造人的原意。
Because the original intention is one husband and one wife.
并且这里有一个意思。
And also there's a meaning here.
是在一夫一妻的家庭里面。
Talk about the one husband, one wife in the family.
更容易产生虔诚的后裔。
To be able to produce a godly offspring.
这个并没有贬损说有时其他的家庭中是所产生的子女。
Did not say anything bad about offspring from different families.
有时候啊，那个是继承的事实。
Sometimes it's a fact.
我们生在一个可能是。那个有多个妈妈的家庭里面。
Some people came from a family that had many mothers.
圣经并没有贬损这么样子的那孩子。
The Bible did not look down on these kind of children.
只是说在一夫一妻的家庭里面更容易是产生敬虔的后裔。
Just that in a family with one husband and one wife, easy to have godly offspring.
在其他类型的家庭里面，
in different alternative type of family structure,
在成长的过程中，可能需要更大的是挑战和适应。
There'll be many challenges and adjustments in the growth.
同样的，在哥林多前书七章十到十六节，
in First Corinthians chapter 7,
提到了当时早期教会所遇到的一个难处。
Mentioned one of the difficulty faced by early church.
当时有时候是一个配偶信主了。
At that time, one spouse may have believed in the Lord.
另一个配偶还不信。
And the other spouse did not.
或者信异教。
Or believed in a pagan religion.
所以不同的价值观就产生了许多的问题。
And different value created many different problems.
那个在哥林多前书第七章这里说。
In First Corinthians chapter 7.
那所以就是。第十节开始说，他这里说是妻子不可离开丈夫，丈夫也不要离开妻子。
Talk about a wife should not leave the husband, and the husband should not leave the wife.
然后说如果某弟兄有不幸的妻子
，If some brother has a wife who does not believe,
妻子也情愿和他同住
，And the wife was willing to live with him,
就不要离弃妻子
，He must not divorce her.
妻子有不幸的丈夫
，If a woman has a husband who is not a believer，
丈夫也情愿和她同住
，and he's willing to live with her，
他就不要离弃妻子
，She must not divorce him。
保罗这封信的背景是当时的是希罗社会，罗马社会里面。
This letter Paul described a society under the Roman Empire。
在那个时候离婚好像吃便饭一样。
At that time, their divorce was very easy.
男人可以在罗马法底下跟妻子离婚，妻子也可以做同样的事情。
Men can divorce women, and women can divorce men.
但是保罗却提醒那些在很大的困扰、可能难处中的夫的信主的一方。
So Paul here is reminding the church for when they were facing these type of difficulties.
在第十四节说
，In verse 14, he says,
因为不幸的丈夫就因妻子成了圣洁，并且不幸的妻子就因丈夫成了圣洁。
For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife, and the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through her believing husband.
不然你们的儿女就不接近, 但如今他们是圣洁的。
Otherwise, your children will be unclean, but as it is, they are holy.
现在16节接下去说,
In verse 16 said,
你做妻子的怎么知道不能救你的丈夫呢?
How do you know, wife, whether you will save your husband?
你这做丈夫的怎么知道不能救你的妻子呢?
Or how do you know, husband, whether you will save your wife?
这里保罗其实是很小心的在指出。
So Paul pointed this out very carefully.
甚至在一个信与不信的婚姻当中,
In a marriage with a believer and non-believer,
虽然是有很多的难处,
there may be difficulty,
有很多的困难,
and trials,
但是如果信的一方能够坚持下去,
but if the believer can persevere,
过一个敬虔的生活,
to live a holy life,
就有可能感化儿女能够信主得救,
you may move your family and help them to be saved.
甚至有一天能够感动那位没信的配偶先生或者太太是能够得救。
And maybe move your spouse to be saved.
同样的, 在彼得前书3章1到4节跟7节也讲相仿的话。
Same thing in 1 Peter chapter 3 says the same thing.
彼得前书3章1到4, 这里提醒一些是做妻子的。
1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, reminding the wives.
他们说,这个妻子是如果有不信从道理的丈夫,
if the wife has a husband that do not believe,
虽然他们不听道,
even if they do not listen to God's words,
也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来,
they can be moved to the wife's behavior.
这正是因为看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
Verse 2 said, when they see the purity and reverence of your lives,
你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
Your beauty should not come from our adornments, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes.
圣经不是说你不能烫头发，不能够可能戴耳环。
The Bible did not say you cannot perm your hair or wear a gold jewelry.
只是应当你的美不是从那些东西来的。
But just stressing that your beauty should not come from.
因为第四节说，只要里面存长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of gentle and quiet
spirit. 这在上帝面前是极宝贵的。
Which is of great worth in God's sight.
内在美,
internal beauty,
比外在美更持久。
It's more long-lasting than external beauty.
也最能够吸引人。
And also more attractive.
同样的丈夫也按情理跟妻子同住。
Same thing about the husbands.
因为他是与你一同承受生命之恩的。
In the same way, be considerate as you live with your wife and treat them with respect.
所以要敬重他, 这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
As a weak partner and as heir as of your gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
很多的时候当我们只追求自己的满足,
many things that we only seek our own satisfaction,
当我们以自我为中心,
we're self-centered,
我们会有许多不顺心和觉得不合意的遭遇。
We may face many different situations that does not go our way.
但是当我们愿意在上帝面前谦卑下来,
but we're willing to humble before the Lord,
想到你的婚姻,
to think about our marriage,
甚至一个不如意、不理想的婚姻,
even if it's not an ideal marriage,
只是上帝高深莫测的计划的一部分,
it may be a part of God's special plan.
我们就能够在一个婚姻当中,
and in that marriage,
甚至一个不如意、不理想的婚姻当中,
maybe in a non-ideal marriage,
看见上帝的作为和旨意,
you can see God's His way and His will.
你怎么知道你有一个是不幸的配偶, 原来是主是特别的是要让透过你使他得救呢?
Maybe because you have a non-believer spouse, because God wants to use you to reach out to them.
我想彼得前书特别提到妻子,
First Peter especially talk about
wives,
protect them a little bit more.
因为是什么呢? 是特别是很多的时候都是太太先信主的。
Because we see often the wives tend to be the believer first.
然先生就是不信。
And many husbands refuse to believe.
但是最后,
by the end,
很奇妙的,
miraculously,
太太多年的祷告,
after many years of prayer by the wife,
最后先生也信。
The husband may believe.
我自己曾经在国语精兴会的见过两位执事。
Reverend Lin has met two deacons in the Mandarin Baptist Church.
都是好朋友。
They're very good friends.
一个是牙医,
one is a dentist.
一个是律师,
one is a lawyer.
我讲出来, 大家可能都, 有些人都认识他们。
Some of you may already know them.
但是他们初初的太太都信主, 他们自己都不信。
But initially, their wives were believers first.
而且还为了上教堂吵架。
And they used to fight about wife going to a church.
但是很奇妙的, 最后, 那两个先生都信了。
But miraculously, both husbands end up believers.
而且还在教会里面是勤于服侍主。
And were willing to serve in the church.
神就是透过他们的妻子把他们带来信主。
God used their wives to reach out to them to bring them to the Lord.
当我们只是看自己,
often we only see ourselves.
我们会觉得, 啊, 真倒霉。
It's such an unfortunate thing.
但是当我们看神的大图片的时候,
but if we look at God's big picture,
我们会看到其实神透过人的软弱, 透过人的缺乏, 透过人的缺陷, 来到完成他奇妙的旨意。
We can see God use our weakness and our lacking to create His wonderful plan.
最后, 那个圣经中的婚姻观,
lastly, about the marriage in the biblical perspective,
是 最后的还记不记得刚刚我们说六个一, 最后的两个一是什么? 记不记得? 一生一世,
one life and one generation.
但是圣经在马拉基书2章13到16节,
in Malachi chapter 2,
有这么样子的一段话,
Malachi 2 verse 13,
这段话可能比较少人读到,
Maybe very few people actually look at this passage carefully.
但是这里是特别是在以男性为主的社会里面对男生讲的话。
This is a passage written to men in a man-dominated society.
他说你们又行了一件这样的事，是前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪，遮盖耶和华的坛，以致耶和华不再看那看顾那供物，也不乐意从你们手中收纳。 你们还说这是为什么呢？因为耶和华在你和你幼年所娶的妻中间作见证，他虽是你的配偶，又是你盟约的妻，你却以诡诈待他。虽然上帝有灵的余力能造多人，他不是单造一人呢？为何只造一人呢？那是他愿人的虔诚的后裔。所以当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以诡诈待幼年所娶的妻。耶和华以色列的上帝说。 休妻的事和几强暴待妻的人，都是我所恨恶的。所以当谨守你们的心，不可行诡诈。这是万军之耶和华说的。
The book of Malachi, chapter 2, verses 13 to 16. Another thing you do, you flood the Lord's altar with tears. You weep and wail because he no longer pays attention to your offering or accept them with pleasure from your hands. You ask why? It is because the Lord is acting as a witness between you and the wife of your youth, because you have broken faith with her, though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant. Has not the Lord made them one? In flesh and spirit they are his. And why one? Because he was seeking godly offspring. So guard yourself in your spirit, and do not break faith with the wife of your youth. I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel, and I hate a man covering himself with violence as well as with his garment, says the Lord Almighty. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith.
为什么这段话只是好像对男士说的呢?
Why is this passage only written to men?
因为这个是在当时的犹太社会里面是男性为主的社会。
Because in that time, in the Jewish society, it was male dominant.
那个是女性没有提出离婚的可能。
Women had no possibility to talk about divorce.
但是这里圣经是提醒我们。
But here the Bible reminds us.
建议而失迁是上帝所不悦纳的。
Bible does not want you to break your marriage covenant.
用强暴来到对待配偶也是不是上帝所悦纳的。
Also, it does not please God with violence.
因为这里是上帝说。 婚姻是一生一世。
Through this we can see God wants the marriage to last for a whole life.
我们从亚当开始,
from Adam
一直到那个挪亚,
to Noah,
除了其中有一个是娶两个妻的之外,
except one exception that had two wives,
早期的人每个人都是一生一世的。
In the beginning, we can see that they have one wife for the whole generation.
当然，他的那个妻子过世了，或者丈夫过世了，可能这是圣经里面很名正言顺的，是可以再可能是另娶配偶。
Unless the spouse has passed away, then you allow to get married again.
因为这要比中国从前他的宋瑜的这个所谓世界二十四小世界四大要好，那比较更人道的多了。
And that's actually more humane than some of the traditional Chinese marriage about widow and widower.
那因为从前中国在宋朝的时候，儒家的学术是那个男人可以娶很多太太，但是那太太呢，丈夫娶了失去了，宁可饿死。不能够再嫁。
In the Song Dynasty, we talk about men can marry many different wives, but if a wife has a spouse pass away, she cannot marry again.
圣经是比方呢人道的多了。
And in our Bible, it's much more humane.
好像我们都有这个知识。
We all have this knowledge.
但主要的是我们怎么样子能够在生命中来到维持。
But how do we live it out in our lives?
那我不是在这里是要责备那些有时候婚姻不能维持下去的。
I'm not here to scold those who cannot maintain their marriage.
也不是说他们在教会中就没有侍奉的可能。
I'm not saying they have no right to serve in the church.
因为人的每一个的亏欠，神都能够赦免。
Because God can forgive everyone.
只是这里有一些的其他的可以给我们看看是一些研究所说的话是怎么样子去维持。
We can look at some of the study to see how we can maintain the marriage.
我们知道每个人大概都知道婚姻需要维持。
We all know the marriage needs to be maintained.
但是怎么样子维持，各施各法，其实很不容易。
But how is very difficult.
那个 Dr. James Dobson.
Dr. Dobson said.
很出名的一个婚姻家庭的学者。
Is a scholar on marriage counseling.
曾经在1994年5月的 Focus on the Family 的一个通信上提出这样事情。
He mentioned something in May issue of 1994 of the Focus on the Family bulletin.
他说那个很多年很多人去研究。
He said people have studied marriage for many years.
那到底那些是可以维持的婚姻跟可能不能够维持到底的婚姻有什么分别？
What's the difference between some marriage that can last versus some of the marriage that cannot last?
最后是那个有两个 psychologist.
Two psychologists.
一个叫做 Cliff Notarius. 另外一个叫 Howard Markham.
That's a Notarius and Markman.
那他们是研究了许多的新婚的夫妇。
They have studied many newlyweds.
那在他们婚姻的十年之内。
And follow them for 10 years.
他们发现的是什么？那些能够婚姻维持下去的人。
They discovered that the marriage that can last.
那在他们所讲的对话当中。
In their conversation.
每一百句话里面。
In 100 comments.
讲一些不中听，讲一些是责备对方的话，只是少于五句。
Less than 5 sentences of a critical statement.
那些不能够维持下去的婚姻。
But the one that did not last.
往往就是在每一句一百句的话里面，对话里面
，in 100 comments，
有五句或者以上批评针对的话
，more than 5 statements criticizing the other party。
然后在这个十年婚姻过去之后
，after 10 years，
那些能够婚姻维持下去跟不能维持的，常常的分别就越来越大了。
You can see a difference between the marriage that could last and that did not last, and the difference is greater。
在第十到二十年。在里面。
Between the 10th year and the 20th year.
那子涵呢？他们是常常的会那个婚姻不能维持下去的，就越来越讲更多批评论断那个针对挖苦的话。
In the marriage that did not last, they start to saying more and more comments and be critical of their spouse.
直到最后婚姻就那个形同陌路人。
And toward the end, a marriage was just a formality.
所以 Dr. Dobson 就说
So Dr. Dobson said,
要小心你所讲的话。
To watch what you say.
因为是他说 nitpicking comments are like cancer in marriage.
就是小小的这些说的不好听的或批评人的话，也就像一个癌症的细胞一样，
能使到一个婚姻最后是无疾而终。
To slowly will drain the life out of marriage.
所以那个圣经上有句话说什么
？So in the Bible it says,
要随时随地说造就人的好话。
That we need to say words of encouragement to everyone.
是听见的人的益处。
So whoever listens may benefit from it.
当然我们也要承认不是每一个婚姻都是能够一直到底的。
Of course, we know that some marriage just cannot last.
最出名的一个好的例子就是约翰卫斯理。
The most famous example is John Wesley.
他年轻的时候娶了一个寡妇。
He married a widow.
那是有七个孩子。
Had seven children.
已经有七个孩子的寡妇。
Oh, she had seven children before the marriage.
但是经过他们性格上的回忆。
Because of their personality.
他们是那个婚姻的关系形同水火。
And their marriage were full of conflicts.
约翰卫斯理到处去讲道。
John Wesley was preaching everywhere.
他的妻子很恨出门。
And his wife did not want to go out at all.
当然那个时候那些的旅馆常常很不舒服。
And of course, at that time, there's no comfortable motels or hotels.
他为了阻止约翰卫斯理的侍奉。
She actually wanted to prevent John Wesley preaching.
那以致他把约翰卫斯理的一些私人的机密的信件拿出去公开。
She actually published some of the personal letters of John Wesley.
而甚至有一次吵起来，他抓着约翰卫斯理的头发，把他在地上拖行了很久。
At one point, he actually grabbed onto John Wesley's hair and then dragged him on the floor.
那当然，约翰卫斯理，因此所以整天都在外布道。
Because of this, partially, that John Wesley was out traveling, preaching all the time.
成为教会历史上那个走路最出门最多的各处去的布道家。
Become the most traveled preacher at that time.
有时候很不容易。
Indeed, it can be very difficult.
只有借着神的恩典才能够继续。
Only through God's grace that you can continue.
最后结束的时候。
In conclusion,
我想我看到的有两个很有意思的两个的例子。
I have seen two very interesting examples.
第一是在一个金婚的庆祝上。
One is on a golden wedding anniversary.
有一对老夫妇。
This old couple.
就被人问说你们的婚姻怎么能够维持五十年
Someone asked him, what's the secret of your marriage to last for more than 50 years?
那个老太太想了一想
The wife thought about it and said,
她说在我婚姻的结婚的那一天
It's on the date of my marriage.
我就做了一个决定
I had made a vow.
我在我先生的生活当中性格当中
In my husband's personality,
选了十样我不欢喜的事情。
I picked 10 things that I did not like.
然后我就立了一个志向。
I listed them.
为了保持这个婚姻。
In order to keep my marriage.
如果他做其中的哪些的这些事情。
If he did one of these 10 things.
我就愿意是当看不见一样。
I was willing to forgive him.
也闭口不言。
And not mention it.
然后后来人家就好奇地问了
Someone very curious and asked
那你的先生到底是哪十样是令你最不能容忍的呢
So, What are the 10 things that you could not stand about your husband?
这个老太太就很不好意思地说
This wife was kind of embarrassed and said
其实讲实话
To be honest
我并没有真正地列出十样来
I did not really go around to listen
只是每一次他做了一些事情或者说了一些话令我心里不舒服的
But whenever the husband said something or did something that would make him unhappy
我就跟自己说
She would say to herself
这就是十样中的一样
This is one of the ten
我当看不见算了
That I did not see it
另外
And another example
结束的时候
At the end
让我们记得汽车大王亨利·福特在金婚上所讲的一句话。
Let's remember what Henry Ford said in his golden wedding anniversary.
虽然他是一个有钱人
，even though he was very rich，
但他一生有一个很正直、清洁的家庭生活。
He had a very pure family life.
在他金婚的庆祝上。
On his golden wedding anniversary,
人家就问他那个是怎么样子可以让他的婚姻是长寿幸福。
Someone asked again, how do you keep your marriage life so happy?
他想了一想。
He thought about it.
他说这就好像是和那个出产汽车一样。
So just like you are making an automobile.
只做一个厂牌。
Stick to one model.
今天结束的时候。
So today in conclusion.
求神恩待你。
May God give us grace.
很多的时候，我们在这个在婚姻的维持跟生活上，我们都有亏欠。
No, we have our iniquities in maintaining the marriage life.
我们都有软弱。
We all have our weaknesses.
特别是当我们在受很大压力的时候。
Especially when we're under pressure.
但求主施恩给我们。
But may God give us extra grace.
保守我们不遇试探，拯救我们脱离凶恶。
Protect us, lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
让我们的家庭能够荣耀神。
So the family can glorify God.
我们不足的求主怜悯。
In our lacking, we ask God to forgive us.
让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父。
Our merciful Father.
在你的话语面前。
In your words.
我们知道你造人的心意。
We know your intention in creating man.
你造我们一男一女。
You created one man, one woman.
一夫一妻。
One husband, one wife.
一生一世。
To last one life, one generation.
互相的帮助。
To help each other.
互相的多谋。
To help each other to grow.
求主你自己施恩。
May you give us grace.
我们有不足的地方，求主你怜悯。
In our lacking, we ask you to forgive us.
我们有错的误的地方，求主赦免。
In our mistakes, we ask you to forgive us.
求主施恩给我们。
May you give us grace, Lord.
让我们靠着你的恩典。
That through your grace.
能够走过今生。
To walk this our life.
让我们的家庭能够产生爱主敬虔的后代。
Then our family will have a godly offspring.
让我们的家庭生活能够荣耀主的名。
The family life can glorify your name.
求主怜悯。
May you give us extra grace, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
阿们。Amen. 我们今天在结束的时候，让我们唱一首的诗歌，来到回应神的话。
We'll sing a hymn to respond to God's word.
我们是唱507首《乐哉家庭》。
Hymn 507.
让我们是求主是听我们的祷告。
May God listen to our prayer.
做我们每个家庭的主。
Be the Lord of every single family.
我们唱完诗之后唱三一颂。
After that, we'll sing doxology.
把荣耀归于神。
To give glory to God.
然后接下来我们想恭请庄祖坤牧师为我们祝福。
Then we'll ask Reverend Zhuang to give us benediction.
好，我们如果能够站立的，欢迎你站起来唱。
If you can stand, we ask you to stand to sing this hymn with us.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. 愿耶稣基督的恩典，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动，常与我们众人同在，从今时直到永永远远。阿们。
我们默祷之后散会，请大家出去的彼此问安，并请大家留步参加装备训练，学习上帝的话。